Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back 7 until the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with me. I have a great visit with Gary Moore. Gary is one of the great thinkers in our Brain Trust. He's an original founding member. He's the founder of Financial Seminary, the author of a number of books, including his most recent, Look Up America. Gary Moore, Faithful Finances. No, Gary, what is
Financial Seminary.
Financialseminary.org.
You got it.
Financial Seminary. You got so many different things there. I couldn't get it straight. Financialseminary.org. Org, ladies and gentlemen. When you get there, you'll find all the things that Gary does. I encourage you to check him out and send all your cards and letters to him. By the way, if you disagree with what he's saying, hey Gary, you in the previous segment you were talking about all the wealth of planet Earth, the wealth of America, and you were trying to put that in perspective. The national debt and with our national wealth, you've been doing this for years. You and I've been talking about this for a long time, but in this segment, I want you to reconcile. If we've got all this wealth, I'm going to take the devil's advocate position, which doesn't make me too happy in this case, but I'm going to do it and ask you, if President Obama were right here, he'd want me to say, well, how come it's not very well distributed, all this wealth?
Well, it's been that way forever.
is it worse now than it was, than it has been?
Oh, yes, there's no question about it. You know, we talk about income.
So are we moving toward this oligarchy that you've talked about a lot?
Oh, the Wall Street Journal.
We have an oligarchy right now.
Well, the Wall Street Journal says we are.
Tell the audience what that means.
We are a government of the rich, by the rich, for the rich. And we're supposed to be a government of the people, by the people.
That's when you've heard, folks, that's another way of when you've heard me say that the problem we have today is that we've got ineptitude and corruption in Washington and digital greed on Wall Street and collusion between the two. That's what an oligarchy is.
Yeah. But I also need to clarify this, Jim. In an oligarchy, there's two sides of that coin. There, Washington is one side, and the rich are the other side, Jim. And we have, unfortunately, a world. I mean, I sat in the presence of one of the richest men in the country one day that needed something done, and he called one of our political parties and said, "What's the biggest donation you ever had?" And they told him, and he said, "I'll double it if you pass this law for me."
Yeah, yeah.
That's an oligarchy, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I couldn't believe he was so upfront about it, but he didn't seem to think there was anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your question, what's wrong with
how do we fix that, Gary? Wait.
Well, I need
a solution out of you.
Let me tell you very simply. I'm a conservative, Jim. I know everybody says, "Oh, you're a liberal to believe the federal debt's no big deal," but the editor of the Wall Street Journal wrote that in 1992, as well as the White House. And long story short, I was an advisor, Jack Kemp, and so on. What is happening in the country today is we have progressives in Washington and we have libertarians in Washington. And I'm a conservative and I'm in the middle. Conservatives believe in paying their bills.
Yep.
Progressives believe the government should take care of a lot of our problems for us. And libertarians believe nobody should tax us for it. And when you got progressives who are doing the spending, you got libertarians who are doing the taxing, that's what's called a budget deficit, Jim. And what we need is to go back. America is a center-right country, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
And we are frustrated because our politicians, through gerrymandering and so on, have got this country so polarized, and all the conservatives are leaving. What we call moderates today are actually conservatives,
yeah.
Jim. They're all leaving Washington because they can't get anything done because of the progressives on the left and the libertarians on the right.
Well, the problem we've got, it seems to me, Gary, is we've got Washington believes that they're the dog instead of the tail. They're not the dog, they're the tail. But right now we got the tail wagging the dog.
Well, Jim, I'm going to go back as a conservative. I'm a fan of Edmund Burke. And what Edmund Burke says, there's always a question of, is the country going to hell because of the government or the people.
Yeah.
Okay. And conservatives believe, as Edmund Burke taught us, that a corrupt people will never have a good government of any kind. That was one of his primary theses.
All right. And so as we wrap it up, give us your last thoughts. I got 30 seconds.
Just things are a lot better out there. We have the money to pay our bills, Jim. We just don't have the political will to.
There you go. And that's the message we need to take to the polls, my friends. We need to become more educated about who's running, about their real philosophies, not some of this nonsense philosophy, the real philosophy about how they feel about America, and take that information to the polls. Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Take care, buddy.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. FinancialSeminary.org is his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.